Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. Welcome to Into the 99. I'm Lotus for another episode of Brewing It Live, and with always, it's Han.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
It's one fine evening for me, and I hope it's a fine afternoon evening for you. We're going to be brewing one of our next Strixhaven cards, Blex the Vexing Pest. But we're going to do it with the help from you in chat, because...
Yay! I'm helping.
You just make things a mess.
Yay.
I am never going to let...
I'll try better.
We were doing Giant Tribal when you turned it into a mill deck. I'm not letting you forget that.
Nope. I like curveballs. Let's go.
Okay. Evening, Ashen. How are you?
What's up, Ashen? I feel rusty. It's been a while.
It has. I do apologize for last week due to unforeseen circumstances. We've been trying to search for Blex. You see what I did there?
I don't like it.
You don't like it. Okay, I'll just get on with it, shall I? So we're going to be doing Blex, the Vexing Pest. 2 and a green, a 3/2. Pest, legendary creature. Other pests, bats, insects, snakes, and spiders you control get +1/+1. When Blex the Vexing Pest dies, gain 4 life. And on the reverse side is Search for Blex, 2 black sorcery. Look at the top 5 cards of your library. You may put any number of them into your hand and the rest into your graveyard. You lose 3 life for each card you put into your hand this way. And just to clear things up on command attacks, if you cast either side, the command attacks will stack for either side because command attacks counts for the whole card, not the side you're using.
Yeah, so Search for Blex. I'm trying to figure out when you would use that sorcery side as much as just Vexing Pest side.
I mean, I'm going to use the other side all the time because color identity. That's my only reason, really.
Sure. I mean, I suppose it's more for card draw. Yeah, I could see scenarios where that could be useful. I feel like it makes Blex a little bit more... You have to be conservative about when you put the commander out. Would you disagree?
I mean, it doesn't do a mass amount for us. It is a lord. So I suppose, yes, you'd have to pick and choose... When's the best time to play it?
Yeah, that seems fair. Yeah, it just... I mean, we have a lot of pests that came out in Strixhaven, so I know that that's a thing.
There's been a lot of pests. There has been pests beforehand as well.
I've only found the one card... I've found Nuisance Engine, but that's the only one that I've found.
What about Signal Pest?
I'm not familiar with this one.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be any good, but I'm just going to show you Signal Pest. It's a 1-mana, 0/1 artifact pest with Battle Cry. Whenever this creature attacks, each other attacking creature gets +1/+0 until end of turn, and Signal Pest can't be blocked except by creatures with flying or reach.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I suppose that could be alright, giving Battle Cry.
I suppose so. I think that Battle Cry is definitely an interesting mechanic. I've not seen that one before. Ashen, yeah, Among Us only, huh? Yeah, I don't believe that for a second. Just the one pest.
Just the one being Signal Pest.
Even murdering pests, I see. Got it.
So what was your one? You said it was... What was the one you said?
Nuisance Engine. So that one was the one that I found from... let me see. This one was from the list for me, but before that, Mirrodin and Plane Chase, I believe. Three mana artifact, pay 2 and tap, and it will put a 0/1 colorless pest artifact creature token on the battlefield. So with Blex, this becomes a 1/2? I don't know. I just, didn't see it being fantastic, but I found it, so I kind of wanted to bring it to the table.
True. Though, I want to say a card that I know that you love, that you may have on a list somewhere.
I'm sure. If I love the card, I know I have it on a list somewhere. Which one are you talking about, though?
So, you know what our commander does. You love the card so much, it's in every green deck that we ever play.
Oh, you're talking about Arachnogenesis, huh?
Well, Arachnogenesis, because Blex buffs them.
I love the spiders that it comes... Yeah, let's throw it in.
Two and a green instant, put X, 1/2 green spider creature tokens with reach onto the battlefield where X is the number of creatures attacking you. Prevent all combat damage that would be dealt this turn by non-spider creatures. And if we have Blex, there'll be 2/3s, which is something that's not really much to be scoffed at.
Not at all. 2/3s, and it'll deal 2 damage on blocks and everything else. Yeah, it can take some stuff out for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if none of those spiders are taking damage. Hey, Benson. Benson just said he wants to see Wall of Blood plus Death's Shadow, please.
Wall of Blood. 2 and a black for a wall. Pay 1 life. Wall of Blood gets +1/+1 till end of turn.
That's not a pest, bat, insect, snake, or spider. And... what the...
okay, and what? Death
what
Shadow.
What the what, Benson?
And Death Shadow.
Death Shadow. Okay. That is also not a... pest, bat, insect, snake, or spider.
So,
meme ads, he says. Okay.
It's an avatar. Yeah. Okay.
Where X is our life total, so we can't even... What are you trying to do to us?
I think Benson's playing with us.
Wall of Blood. So we get to pay our life to make it bigger?
We pay... all of our life to make a 13/13 something.
And then the pests that we create that die will just gain us life back, making it... Benson! Benson!
I'm going to just skip back to Ashen and just put in Ishkanah.
Ishkanah sounds fine. Ishkanah Graph Widow. 4 and a green for a legendary spooter. 3/5 reach with Delirium when it enters the battlefield. If there are 4 or more card type among cards in your graveyard, put 3 1/2 green spider creature tokens with reach onto the battlefield. Okay, so card types, not even permanents. I like it.
Yeah.
And then 6 and a black for an activated ability. Target opponent loses 1 life for each spider you control. Arachnogenesis, I love it.
Yep. I'm putting Benson's 2 cards in the maybe board. You know, just maybe.
We might come back to it. Sure, sure.
I'll save it for a parallel thoughts. I think this is more to throw Zach under the bus than us, Benson, personally.
I'll save it for parallel
thoughts. I will watch that happen. I will watch that happen.
I am more than happy with this. So... just to add on to the spiders, do we just throw in an Arasta of the Endless Web then from Theros Beyond? It's the enchantment creature spider, 2/2 green for a 3/5 reach. And whenever an opponent casts an instant or sorcery spell, create a 1/2 green spider creature token with reach.
I mean, that's just going to give you value sometimes.
Especially with Ishkanah, yeah. Let's go ahead and do it. I like it.
I quite like that. Though, I know we can't do single tribal because there's not enough of each, except probably spiders.
I mean, snakes. I like spiders. Tracy hates spiders. She will scream like a little girl every time.
They're fine unless they're in my personal space.
Yeah. So,
I was looking...
what other tribe were you looking at?
Well, I was looking at the tribes that are on Blex, so it's going to be a sort of mishmash tribe. So we need some mana ramp, so I thought of a card that fits our theme but is also mana ramp. The first one being Steve.
Steve!
So secure a tribe elder who is a snake snakes are included. Snake on shaman, the right? Yeah.
Man, that's the biggest Steve is ever going to get. Tutu.
The Tutu Steve. So, you know, you sacrifice him, search library for a basic land card, put it onto the battlefield tapped. So that's fine. However, there is one more. Do you remember the Nantukos?
That was before my time, I think. So which ones are you talking about? They sound familiar for sure.
So this one's from Odyssey, back when almost I started. So a Nantuko Elder. It's 2 and a green for an insect druid 1/2 that has tap, add 1 and a green to your mana pool.
Okay. So more expensive, but we can buff it. Llanowar?
It's a Llanowar that gives us 2 mana and is a 2/1, which will be a 2/3.
Okay, okay. 2 mana. All right. 1 and a green. Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's 1 and a green that you get, not just 1.
Okay, that's interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, okay. So we're also throwing in some snakes then, I take it, right?
Potentially. Well, I mean, I've already shoved one in.
Okay. All right. I'm going to suggest a card then. Let's go ahead and throw in a Cobra Trap.
Cobra Trap?
Yep. I really do like these trap cards, personally.
What's this?
There's not that many of them. Cobra Trap is 4 and 2 green for an instant. It reads, if a non-creature permanent under your control was destroyed this turn by a spell or an ability an opponent controlled, you may pay a single green rather than pay Cobra Trap's mana cost. So instead of 6, it only costs 1 green. And you get to put 4/1/1 green snake creature tokens onto the battlefield.
Huh. Okay.
So, single green, make some extra snakes that are 2/2s.
Yeah. That seems quite good, actually. I wasn't thinking of things like that. I was thinking slightly bigger.
Oh? Bigger, huh?
Yeah, I was thinking something giant.
Wait, giant? Are you trying to make this a mill deck?
I'm not trying to make this another mill deck. I was thinking of a giant insect, giant adaphage.
Ooh, okay.
5 green-green for a 7/7 trampler. So with Blex, it's an 8/8. And whenever it deals combat damage to a player, create a token that is a copy of Giant Adaphage.
Yeah, let's do it. I like it. Just... So, 8/8. 8/8, that'll keep making 8/8s.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
No, it's pretty scary.
Hmm. Okay. I think that at that point... That one costs how much mana, you said? It was
7
total?
Yeah.
Okay. So I immediately want to throw in a Phyrexian Tower because we're making a bunch of tokens and we can sacrifice it, any of those tokens, to make 2 black mana, which seems good if we're going to go to 7 drops.
Seems fair.
Now, speaking of 7 drops, I would like to run... because we're in Golgari, Harness Infinity, because it seems fun.
That's that new one, isn't it?
It is indeed. 1/3 black, 3 green, for an instant, to exchange your hand and graveyard, and you exile Harness Infinity.
Wow. That's insane. Yeah. I'm still trying to work out how to do that. Like, the best way to utilize that.
I mean, endgame / if somebody tries to exile your graveyard?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's a card that has recently spiked, and I'm glad I bought one a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the beacons? So you've got beacon of unrest, beacon of creativity.
Okay. Beacon. Immortality, things like that, yeah.
Yeah, so beacon of creation.
Okay.
It's 3 and a green for a sorcery. Put a 1/1 green insect creature token into play for each forest you control, and then shuffle this back into your library.
Oh. Okay. Kamigawa, right up Ashen's Alley. All right.
No, it's Fifth Dawn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, okay. Ashen just said we got to throw in a Blight Mound.
What's
and a Sedgemoor Wish.
Okay.
Blight Mound, that one is the pest enchantment, I believe. 2 and a black. Attacking pests you control, get +1/+0, and have menace.
Yeah.
Also has, whenever a non-token creature you control dies, create a 1/1 black and green pest creature token. With when this creature dies, gain 1 life. Okay.
That's pretty good.
I like it.
And what was the other one? Sedgemoor Witch.
Sedgemoor Witch. Yep.
Okay.
So 2 and a black for a 3/2 menace, human warlock with menace, ward, pay 3 life. So we're paying life to counter spells.
They have
right?
to no. They have to pay 3 life to target this.
Ah, okay, okay. I'm still not entirely familiar with how ward works entirely.
Yeah,
I know it costing 2 mana was the one on the Cynic
one. Yeah, because
that
said ward and okay. 2. This says ward and pay 3 life. So any abilities or spells or opponents control that target this is ward, and then they do what it says to actually achieve the target.
Ah, okay. With Magecraft, whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, create 1/1 black pest creature token with when the creature dies, gain 1 life. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Incidental pest control.
Okay, okay. I don't mind that at all.
And Ashen's also saying for Kamigawa, it has to be
Sashiro.
Sashiro.
Yep.
I'm saying it's going to be a snake just from the...
Oh, yeah.
So
make monk.
Is this the anointed?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Other snakes you control get +2/+2. Whenever a snake you control deals combat damage to a player, you may draw a card.
Yep, let's throw it in.
Yeah.
I also feel like if we're doing that, and we happen to be in green, I mean, I would like to throw in our favorite squirrel, Toski.
Oh, do you know, it really upsets me that, that squirrels was not considered one of the cards.
I know.
It was so upsetting.
Maybe they'll errata Tusky into a pest. Who knows?
I really hope not.
Just for this deck.
But that does mean Swarm Yard. That's just popped in my head.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It doesn't. What does Swarm Yard actually do? It does insects,
regenerate.
Rats, spiders, or squirrels.
Uh-huh.
So, it doesn't do pests.
So, all of our.
But...
Yeah, it doesn't do pests, and it won't do snakes either. However, it does cover our squirrel,
one?
Which insects and spiders, however, do get it.
Was it Animal Sanctuary? What does that one cover? Bird, cat, dog, goat, ox, or snake?
Yep, so it just doubles up on snake instead, and it's a +1/+1 counter, so it doesn't regenerate it.
No, but I'm sure we can have one of each.
Yeah, why not? I'm good with it. So I have one that I would really like. It just screamed out to me when I was looking at Blex. It's a 3-mana enchantment called Crawling Sensation, 2 and a green. And at the beginning of your upkeep, you may put the top 2 cards of your library into your graveyard. So that kind of goes hand in hand with my Harness Infinity idea. Okay. However, whenever one or more land cards are put into your graveyard from anywhere for the first time each turn, you can put a 1/1 green green insect creature token onto the battlefield.
Okay. It's more incidental.
Right. So anytime you put a land from the upkeep trigger into your graveyard, or if you happen to run a bunch of fetch lands, you can also do it that way. But they'll make you some incidental green insects that will also be just additional things. Yeah. Or Blex to pump up as a lord. So I kind of like that.
So with having things like Toski, Blex, and all these little creatures, it looks like we're going to be having a creature heavy deck again, doesn't it?
I mean, yep.
So I don't want our creatures to be countered if possible. So if we put in something like a Prowling Serpapod, which is a snake.
Cat snake. I love that card.
So it fits with Blex and also stops us from losing to counter magic?
Yeah, I'm totally okay with this. I love the Serpapod. It was definitely in my mono green stompy decks, and it was an all-star. So yeah, let's throw it in there for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be counted. It's a 4/3, and creatures you control can't be counted.
Yep. Seems pretty good. I am great with that.
Ashen's very busy again. Withering Boon was the first one.
Okay.
Can't remember what that one is.
One in a black.
Of course it is. One in a black, pay 3 life, counter target creature spell.
Yep.
Yep.
So Imp's Mischief,
Avoid Fate, Imp's Mischief, and
so all the odd counter magic is about to come out. So Imp's Mischief, I'll read first. So one in a black, instant, change the target of a target spell with a single target. You lose life equal to that spell's CMC, or mana value. Ooh, this thing is now $27. All right, cool.
What?
All right.
Shot up in price.
Yep. Avoid Fate. One green for the instant that counters a target instant or aura spell that targets a permanent you control. All right.
What's that one? Blind.
It's Ashen typed in bind.
There it is. One and a green instant counter target activated ability and draw a card.
Yep.
Okay.
So Avoid Fate specifically made me just think of this card. So it's Avoid Fate wants us to counter something that targets an aura.
Counter right? target instant or aura spell that targets a right. permanent you control. Yep.
So now that just made me think of, okay, well, do I want to add a Bear Umbra into this deck then?
A Bear Umbra?
Yeah. Just to make that a little bit more juicy as far as Avoid Fate. Bear Umbra, totem armor, +2/+2 on enchanted creature. Whenever it attacks, untap all lands you control. So for 2 and 2 green.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, the ability on it's really good. How about a spider?
And you could throw that on any.
I was gonna say, how about a spider umbra instead?
Spider umbra. Which one's that again? Is that the one that gives reach?
Yeah, single green, totem armor, +1/+1, and reach.
Just for flavor?
Just for flavor.
Alright, throw that in. Forget about the bear. We're not running a bear deck. We're running a pest and spiders and insects and snakes. Okay, got it. Bears are not welcome here.
Nope. Sorry, Bear.
That's another deck entirely. Vanilla Bear, sorry.
Go and hang out with Ayula.
Okay. So, what other creatures did you have in mind? Because I'm looking here. We have 10 creatures. A couple enchantments, a couple instants.
You want more creatures?
So, yeah.
I have a perfect one that satisfies more creatures and more creatures.
Okay, what you got?
Scoot Swarm.
Yep, that'll do it.
Two and a green insect for a 1/1 landfall. Whenever a land enters a battlefield under your control, create a 1/1 green insect. If you control six or more lands, create a token that is a copy of Scoot Swarm instead.
Okay.
That's just gonna make a lot.
I could see that.
I'm hoping anyway.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. I'm starting to see a little bit of of what we're doing here.
Yeah,
Okay.
so it looks like we're becoming a very tribally non-tribal combat deck by the sounds of it.
Okay.
With a very big go wide strategy.
Okay.
So.
So, one of my favorite cards that came out of this set. I gotta throw this out there, I think,
Okay.
because it's just so good. Let me find this thing. Culling Ritual.
Culling ritual.
Oh, yeah. And Ashen, I'm glad you said that as well. We'll get to that in a second. So, Culling Ritual, two and black and green for a sorcery. Destroy each non-land permanent with mana value two or less. You add black or green for each permanent destroyed this way.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So, any soul rings that are lingering, artifact ramp, you know,
All our pests that gain us one
all our
life for
pests.
dying.
All of basically all tokens, all anything. Yep, we could potentially just get like 13, 14 mana off of this, depending on board states. Yeah, that seems great with some of our higher CMC stuff. Because, yeah, I will get to that after we get through Ashen's here. Ashen suggested Frostfang Orin,
Oh, is
our
that snow
friendly.
snake?
Yes, Orin Frostfang, actually. It's Orin's first. Three and two green for snow creature snake. 2/6. Attacking creatures you control have death touch. Whenever a creature you control deals combat damage to a player, draw a card. It goes hand in hand with Toski.
Oh, I need
Yep,
to
I
get
like
me
it.
one of these.
Yep. Good card, good card.
Oh, yeah, no, I like that card.
2/6 is now a 3/7 with. With blacks out. Okay. I see you. I see you.
So,
So,
going back to
the.
your culling ritual, though,
Yeah.
and we're gonna
Since we're
have.
going wide.
Should we have a little bit of, say, aristocrats in here?
Sure. Before we go into aristocrats, though, can I just.
Go on then.
What I want to do with Culling Ritual is I want to drop down that Elder Dragon, Belidros.
Oh.
It's creating us pests every upkeep.
Belidros Witherbloom. Yeah, that's basically. Oh, yeah. That's our Tendershoot Dryad there.
Yep. Except we don't want any silly sapperlings.
No, we want these little 1/1 pests that become 2/2s
Two.
so that when they die, you gain a life.
Right. And just in case, again, we don't have Blex on the battlefield, I also feel like Skullclamp is just an all-star, right?
See, I was gonna put Skull Clamp in like my small selection of cards, but I was like, if Blex is out, it's a little bit difficult. But then again, it's not.
It's there if we need it, and we can just use it as a draw engine for whenever. And again, we're trying to be selective about when we use Blex, because again, sometimes we might have to use Search for Blex for our card draw.
Yeah, it might get desperate times.
Yep, that was my thought.
So, what I was going to suggest going to the culling ritual
Okay.
was something like a Bastion of Remembrance.
Ooh, okay.
So, two and a black for an enchantment. When it enters the battlefield, you get a 1/1 human. Not really fussed about that.
Ew.
Yeah, we can sack that. But whenever a creature you control dies, each opponent loses a life and you gain a life. So our pests now gain us 2 and drain for 1.
Yep, that seems pretty great.
And then if culling ritual a whole board state, that could be quite nasty.
Spicy!
Yeah,
quite spicy. I like it. I like it a lot. Man, so here's a question for you. Do we like things like Marin in this deck? Because I thought that that would be a nice little sub-commander. Because we are going to essentially be sacrificing or losing a lot of these pests and whatnot. I figured we just get a lot of experience counters and just bring anything back from the graveyard.
True. Now I need to know how to spell Merin because...
M-E-R-E-N. Because...
Ah, there we go.
That way, anything that comes back now helps us.
So, 2 black-green for a 3-4 human shaman. Whenever another creature control dies, you get an experience counter. At the beginning of your end step, choose target.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM, then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Creature card in your graveyard. If that card's converted mana cost is less than or equal to the number of experience counters you have, return it to the battlefield. Otherwise, put it in your hand.
Right. So, you know, if we just happen to, I don't know, sacrifice and lose a bunch of these creatures, then experience counters may potentially just get added up. And then we can start bringing stuff back from the graveyard for quite relatively cheap on an end step. You know, right. Even our Belladros might come back multiple times or any other high value creatures.
Seems reasonable, to be honest.
Yeah, because we are throwing some of those stuff into the graveyard with crawling sensation, for example, right? So it's not just land cards, but sometimes it'll be big creatures that get thrown in there.
True. Going back to my counterspell suggestions, I've managed to use all 4 of my suggestions in Sarulftigay.
Oh, good lord.
You must have really annoyed that playgroup. And I'm proud.
I can only imagine.
I'm proud.
I'm proud of you too. That's great. You are not even playing blue.
Talking about off blue counter spells, I got caught out. I got caught out by a non blue counter spell. I was warping wailed.
warping wailed.
1 and a colorless counter target sorcery spell. And
fantastic.
I just couldn't be mad. I was like, sure.
What were you casting? Just out of curiosity.
A board wipe.
Oh.
I was trying to board wipe, and I wasn't allowed to.
That's hysterical. I like my board counter. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I have 2 cards to suggest that I've just thought about.
All right, go for it.
We're going wide. We're making a lot of creatures.
Right.
Metallic Mimic was my first one.
Okay. What would you be naming?
Let me reread it just to make sure. So each other creature you control of the chosen type enters the battlefield with an additional +1 counter. So it's not non-token. So maybe Pest?
Okay, so we're just pumping up these pests to insane levels. Okay.
Yeah. And then the second card that I thought could go with it was Eldrazi's Monument. So that is a 5 mana artifact creatures you control get +1/+1, have flying, and indestructible. At the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice a creature. If you can't, sacrifice Eldrazi Monument.
Yep, shouldn't be hard with our setup, for sure.
Yeah, what's better than the pest? Than flying pests?
I can see that. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Yeah. I like it. Speaking of flying pests, you know what's a great flying pest?
Does it have Death Touch?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay. All the time.
Does it bring friends?
It brings friends.
So, Hornet Queen?
Yep.
Hey.
Hornet Queen. 4 green, green, green for a 2/2 insect with flying and death touch. When it ETBs, create 4 1/1 green insect creature tokens with flying and death touch.
Yeah, this is going to get out of hand.
So, the other thing, though, is I was thinking of... Hey, shout out Zach. Zach and some reanimate stuff. So, Victimize seems great.
Okay.
Just let's take 2 of these creatures out of our graveyard for sacrificing any one of these many tokens we're, you know, creating and return them to the battlefield tapped.
Yeah.
A lot of these things just like to be out. Doesn't necessarily need to have any specific...
What's that enchantment from Ixalan? It's that one.
Growing rights?
No, it's the one that flips round into a land, and you can pay 3 green black and return a creature from the grave to the battlefield.
Oh, Journey to Eternity.
That's the one. I think that would be pretty good.
Journey to Eternity, and it turns into Atzal, Cave of Eternity. This is technically Rivals. That's why I was confused. Growing Rights is the Ixalan one. But yeah, I quite like Journey to Eternity as well.
Yeah, I thought that just fitted in. As soon as you said Victimize, I was like, well, let's do it multiple times.
Yeah, for sure. That seems
quite
great.
Happy with that.
Now, go ahead.
How dirty do you want to get?
Ooh, we're already in that territory?
Maybe.
All right, go for it. What you got? Because I have one in mind before we get dirty, but we can do it after. That's fine. Let's go. I'm ready to get dirty. Down and dirty. Let's go.
Phyrexian Swarmlord.
We're doing some infect. Okay.
4 green green for a 4/4 insect horror with infect. At the beginning of your upkeep, put a 1/1 green insect creature token with infect onto the battlefield for each poison counter your opponents have.
Okay, so Ashton says that is dirty, but let's do it. Okay, let's throw in Triumph of the Hordes now while we're at it. If we're doing infect, let's do it right.
I mean, we are being a pest.
Sure. What's the black infect instant? I always forget the name of that thing.
I can't remember either, to be honest. Triumph of the Hordes does feel somewhat thematic here, even if it's dirty. Yeah, it does. I mean, just look at Blex.
Okay, so while we're waiting on that, I want to go back to let's throw in a Desecrated Tomb. It's one of my favorite artifacts that came out of M19 that never finds a home for me. It's one of those cards.
Oh, this has a home in my Sheree deck.
It does. However, in Blex, it's not bad either.
No, make 2/2. Well, it's a 1/1 bat that becomes a 2/2.
With flying.
So 3 mana artifact whenever 1 or more creature cards leave your graveyard. So it'll only trigger once for a multiple leaving. But you get to create a 1/1 bat with flying, which is still a good thing.
Right. However, there are some cards that happen to really enjoy things that come back from graveyards, such as Rushed Rebirth, I quite like. It's one of the new Strixhaven cards. Just pay Golgari, 1 green, 1 black for the instant that says choose target creature. When that creature dies this turn, search your library for a creature card with lesser mana value, put it onto the battlefield, tapped, and shuffle. So if they decide to kill something like a Belladros, for example, we can just get Phyrexian Swarmlord onto the battlefield.
Do you know what I like about this particular card more than anything?
Yeah, what's that?
It doesn't say it has to be our creature.
Yep.
Someone plays something big and scary, someone deals with it, and you're like, my turn.
Yep, for sure. This is instant speed, so you can do it at any point, too. It seems great.
Oh, god, yeah.
Huh. You have more non-tokens than I thought. Izzoni could be great, plus his card advantage. I don't mind Izzoni at all. Thousand died?
There's two Izzonis, isn't there?
What's up, Lotto Carnage? How you doing? You got any cards for Blex here that you want to suggest?
We're going very dirty at the moment. We're in the infect section at the minute, looking at Phyrexian Swarmlord.
We already had a Triumph of the Hordes, right? Yep.
Triumph of the Hordes gone in. Izzoni's just gone in because that is actually pretty good.
Cool.
And you've put in Hornet Queen. Is adding in Finn just that little bit too much?
Nah. So let's go ahead and add an Ophiomancer while we're at it.
Okay. And Lotto, lurk away.
Yeah, lurk away. Come in. Just if you think of a card that we haven't hit yet, just suggest it and we'll throw it in. Ophiomancer. At the beginning of each upkeep, if you control no snakes, which we have some snakes, but sometimes we might not, put a 1/1 black snake creature token with death touch onto the battlefield.
That's nearly $30?
Yep. It's only been printed once. But Shards?
It's a commander deck, isn't it?
Oh, it is commander deck. Yep. 2013. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the reason why. It needs a reprint badly. Let's see.
I'd like to suggest a weird one and tell me no.
I'm waiting for it.
Hooded Hydra.
Hooded Hydra.
X green, green for a snake Hydra. When it enters the battlefield with X +1/+1 counters on it, when it dies, create 1/1 green snake creature tokens for each +1/+1 counter on it. It has morph. And when it's turned up, put 5 +1/+1 counters on it.
I would say maybe board.
Yeah,
maybe. Let's start maybe board for now.
Yeah, let's put it in the maybe
board. Unless you really feel like morphing.
With the death shadow that Benson decided. I don't know what he was doing.
So one thing that I will say, so we have a lot of token generation, I think. I think that Second Harvest needs to go in, right?
I think two. We need to add a few of these sort of things in.
Yeah, 2/2 green for an instant that for each token you control, create a token that's a copy of that permanent.
Yeah. There's another one. I think it's Evolution. What's it called? Evolutionary Escalate. Parallel Evolution, I think is. Parallel Evolution. 3 green sorcery. For each creature token in play, its controller creates a token that's a copy of that creature. And it flashbacks for 7.
Ooh, yeah. Throw that in. We'll call in Ritual that with a flashback. Hell yeah.
I mean, it affects everybody. But I think with the deck that we're building, we don't really care.
Yeah. Plus, if our creature tokens are more than the other people's, then we're fine with that.
Yeah.
I like it. What do you think?
So, hang on.
What do you think of...
Ashen's just said, hear me out, as it's...
Spider spawning?
Endless Swarm, also Kamigawa.
Spider spawning. 4 and a green. Create a 1/2 green spider creature token with reach. For each creature card in your graveyard. And this also flashbacks for 6 and a black.
Spider spawning?
What do you think, Lotus?
Spider spawning.
Lotus?
Hello?
Hey, I can hear you now.
Hey, don't know what happened there.
I don't know what happened either. Spider spawning, what do you think?
That's pretty sweet.
A lot of carnage. We don't have a budget or power level we're going for. We're just brewing a deck, man.
Yep. We literally, we have a commander and we're like, let's make a deck.
Yep. Ashen says parallel lives.
I was looking at Endless Swarm just before that.
Endless Swarm, okay. What's that do?
Don't know. It's a Kamigawa card, so it's an Ashen special.
Ah, okay.
Five green sorcery. Oh, it's an
Read this. I'm sorry.
It's an epic spell. Put a +1/+1 green snake creature token into play for each card in your hand. Epic. For the rest of the game, you can't play spells. At the beginning of each of your upkeeps, copy this spell except for its epic ability. I kind of like it. What's your thoughts?
Okay. All right. What do you want to do with this epic card, Lotus?
I like it. It's going to kill us, isn't it?
Lotus, I can't hear you again. Ooh, yeah. Lotto says Assassin's Trophy and Nature's Claim. I like Assassin's Trophy a lot.
Assassin's Trophy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I quite like Assassin's Trophy.
Oh, that hits any permanent. Fits very well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this deck definitely deserves that one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, with the epic spell, I've put it in.
All right, let's do it.
Where's it gone? I've lost it. Ah, Endless Sport. There it is.
Swarm, yep.
Yep, I'm going to leave it in for now. It's fun. And Nature's Claim. Yeah. Nature's Claim is also a very good card.
Yeah. Lotto says Abrupt Decay if higher power meta or Crozen Grip if mid or lower. I'm going to say go with Crozen Grip just because it's more friendly overall. Plus, it just got the new fantastic Mystical Archive treatment.
Yeah. If we're going to go down that route, I'm going to suggest one of my favorites.
Which one? The Japanese one or the English one?
Oh, no. Another removal card.
Oh, okay.
Barrier Breach.
Yep.
Two and Barrier a green. Breach is great. Instant. Exile up to 3 enchantments and cycle for 2. So many times this has been such a good card for me.
Oof. Ashen says Mortality Spear and Maelstrom Pulse. Mortality Spear is that new Strixhaven one. If you gained life, it costs Golgari, and it's basically Assassin's Trophy with no downside.
Oh. Oh, that's good.
Yep. We're gaining life, for sure.
And what was the
Even if Black Skies were gaining life. Maelstrom Pulse.
Maelstrom Pulse.
Yep. Lotto Carnage says Sylvan Library, Necropotence.
Right, Maelstrom Pulse. Destroy target non-land permanent and all other permanents with the same name as that permanent.
Yeah.
That deals with a lot of token decks that have been floating around these days.
You know, Avenger of Zendikar. Yeah, anything.
Yeah. And what was the one that Lotto said, sorry?
Sylvan Library or Necropotence or both.
Sylvan Library, I do love, especially that it got reprinted, but the price seems to be creeping up again.
Yep, even with Commander Green.
And Necropotence.
Necropotence seems great.
So Necropotence is black, skip your draw step. Whenever you discard a card, exile that card from your graveyard. Pay one life, exile the top card of your library face down. Put that card into your hand at the beginning of the next end step.
Yep. Seems pretty good.
Seems pretty reasonable. Right.
Okay.
So we have a lot of creatures. We have... Okay, we have a lot of... We have a reasonable amount of creatures. We have a lot of removal. We have counter magic. We have protection. And we're at 89 cards. So, what are we missing?
I mean, the usual ramp stuff, I feel like we're probably missing here as of right now. Let's see. Are we missing some tutorage? Are we missing some board wipe or removal? What are you thinking?
Okay, so...
yeah, what Lotto Carnage brings up a good point. So what's the win con we're aiming for here? Ashen says doubling season and parallel lives.
So, yeah, if we work out our win con, which I thought was going to be constantly attacking with the masses of board presence, with a kind of Bastion Remembrance aristocrats theme.
Right.
We could double so down with what Ashen said with parallel lives and doubling season to keep pumping out more.
Yeah, I think I like that. Golgari aristocrats. Okay.
So what we'll need then after putting in those two is more things that do Bastion Remembrance.
Okay.
So let me do so... that. Let me just get these in first. So parallel lives is another ridiculously priced card.
Yep. So doubling season is like not going to get any lower for sure. But I mean, if we're going token aristocrats and things like that, for sure. I mean, it's going to go that route.
It used to be $20.
Aristocrats is pretty popular. So, in that case, are we looking more along the lines of sac outlets and, you know, so Blood Artist effects, Zulaport Cutthroat, that kind of thing?
Okay, so we can do it two ways. We can either do it where we're sacrificing the stuff, or we right. can constantly attack and they either take the damage or kill our creatures. And okay. as most of our stuff has death touch by the looks of it, or the Toski card draw side of things, it's kind of, I'm wondering which way would be more beneficial.
I think, that's a good question. Aristocrats, I mean, Ashen has a good point. Poison Tip Archer seems just fantastic, even if it is an elf archer. Whenever another creature dies, each opponent loses one life. Not even our creatures, just in general.
And it has death touch.
And it also has death touch and reach, so I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Lotto, yeah, it's looking pretty casual. I don't think we're going combo. I think it's just trying to keep it a little bit, you know, more casual for sure. I think that if we are doing some kind of a creature tutor kind of situation, I would probably say we want like a Court of Calling in this case, because we're going to have so many creatures to kind of convoke.
Ashen says,
but that's
it's
just
not
my
casual.
Initial thought.
It's got infect. It's not casual.
What do you think, Lotus?
Yeah, Ashen says,
hey, Rara, thank you for the raid.
Hey, thank you for the
infect
follow.
Is very casual, IMO. Infect is casual.
Infect's not. All right, it is casual.
Hey, Rara, thank you for the raid so much.
Hey.
I appreciate it.
And thanks for joining us for brewing a commander deck. It's full of pests. That's the pest.
Pests, insects, snakes, spooders, bats. We got the whole range right now. If anybody wants to suggest cards, be my guest. Throw some in here.
Infect will get you murdered in my playgroup.
Yep.
I think Infect gets you murdered in any playgroup, to be honest.
Yep. I just want to take out one person if I'm playing Infect. That's it. I'm happy.
That's a win.
I love it, Rara. Thank you.
So many emotes. So,
yeah, bring them on. I love it. Clawed emotes everywhere.
Oh, that's the giant lobster that you did on that geo thingy. That. So Rara does this Google Maps thing where it drops you in the middle of somewhere and then you have to guess where you are. And as far as I worked out, there was this giant lobster on this like restaurant that was a big weird thing. Thanks for all these follows. It's amazing. Thank you. I've even lost where we are. What are we doing?
We're supposedly making a pest deck.
Ah, right. Yes. Carry on.
we were trying to work out our win con, I believe. So you were thinking blood artist stuff or versus just constantly attacking, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a mixture of both. Do you want to sacrifice stuff or do you want to attack and so happily they die?
Well, I kind of want to sacrifice stuff personally.
Okay.
Whether it's intentionally or not, because we do have cards like victimize, some reanimate stuff, some self-mill stuff. So just to bring stuff like that back, I think is good.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, oh yeah, I think.
Lotto says Yawgmoth.
Yeah. We're trying to proliferate sac creature sac. Yeah, I mean, it's a sac outlet for sure.
Yeah.
Draw a card too. Yeah, I'm good with that for sure.
Protection from humans. Pay one life, sacrifice a creature, put a counter on something, and draw a card. Yeah.
Yep, let's do it. I like it, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, Ashen agrees. Mm. Yawgmoth is a good shout.
Yep. What do you think of things like Tortured Existence?
I think it is very much so. Oh, the card.
Yes, the card.
I thought you meant just us being here, me trying to look after you while doing this. What's it do, Han?
It's a 1-mana black enchantment. Pay 1 black. You choose and discard a creature card, and you return creature card from your graveyard to your hand. So this also synergizes with Desecrated Tomb. It also pitches a high CMC card. Yeah, and it's just any creature card we just get to bring back.
Okay. So
things that get dealt with, such as Blood Artist or anything like that, could also be brought back in that way, is what I was thinking.
We'll put a Blood Artist in then, because we keep talking about it, but I've not put it in.
Yeah.
Did we want, like, an Altar of Dementia or something?
Phyrexian Altar, Altar of Dementia.
Which is the one that mills us.
Altar of Dementia is the one that mills.
So would that be beneficial?
Yeah. Let's throw that in.
And then we can mill ourselves and then return stuff to our thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go then.
We also have Lotto suggesting a Krav. The Unredeemed, I believe, from Battlebond.
Krav the Unredeemed. 4 and a black for a demon 3/3. Partner won't count because that's the white one. So,
right.
Black, sacrifice X creatures. Target player draws X cards and gains X life. Put X plus 1 counters on Krav. Yeah. So we can sack our pests, gain some life, put some counters, draw some cards, gain some life again. Quite like that.
Yeah, I think I'm good with that. You said you also still want to... You still want to attack, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We have Infect. I want to...
If we're doing a lot of attacking, does Beastmaster Ascension fit?
Oh.
So, 2 and a green, enchantment. Whenever a creature you control attacks, you may put a quest counter on Beastmaster Ascension. As long as Beastmaster Ascension has 7 or more quest counters on it, creatures you control get +5/+5. So nice and beefy at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that just basically with our commander gives it an extra +6. So
yeah.
I think that's pretty good. Did you want a reanimation package as well?
So far we have Victimize.
We've got Victimize, we've got Merin, and we have a Journey to Eternity at this moment, and Victimize.
Right. So, Yeah, I think that a reanimation package also works well with Desecrated Tomb. It makes us some bats, so I'm okay with that. I don't know if we want to entomb something. If anything, we could bury it alive stuff, and then reanimate. Animate dead, I agree with as well, potentially.
So,
Necromancy.
which one are you thinking of?
I like both of them, honestly. Reanimate and animate dead. Buried alive, I would. I'm curious about what we would want to throw into the graveyard necessarily. Because we're not. Buried alive is, to me, anyways, it's more of a combo centric card, or unless you specifically want certain creatures in to your graveyard, so that you could reanimate them, or, like a Braan or, that kind of an effect, maybe.
Yeah.
But Braan's only one card. So I'm not sure if we want to throw multiple cards in off of Buried Alive.
I'm not sure. I think I would rather have is it a Worldly Tutor? I can't remember what the green one is.
Worldly Tutor is the tutor. Are you talking about the one that entomb that puts it into the graveyard? Oh,
No.
Ever After?
No, Worldly Tutor, a single green, search library for a creature card, reveal it, put it on top. I think
Yeah.
I would rather have that over an Entomb, personally.
Right. Entomb is usually for something like brawn or anger in my mind, anyways. To just throw one creature into the graveyard.
I'm going to cut a land and go to 35 because we're at 100 cards, so we can now just start swapping and upgrading stuff.
Yeah, I'm good with that. So, okay.
Agreed, it's better with more reanimation spells, but not too great without them. How's our ramp? And Ashen says Ever After.
Yeah, Ever After is the sorcery. Four black. Return up to two target creature cards from your graveyard to the battlefield. Each of those creatures is a black zombie in addition to its other colors and types. Put Ever After into on the bottom of its owner's library. Six mana. Okay.
What would that replace? I think Endless Swarm can be relegated for that.
I would agree.
I think Endless Swarm is amazing, but it could end up being the end of us.
But it was epic.
But yeah, our ramp package, Lotto, is well, we have a Nantuko Elder. That's pretty much all we've got at the moment.
I mean, Culling Ritual is also a ramp.
Yeah, Calling Ritual is kind of a ramp, but otherwise we have a Mana Dork, which is an insect.
Yeah. So let's go. Do we need a Sol Ring in this deck?
Ashen would
Because we
say
at least,
no.
if we're not going Sol Ring route, we definitely need, our Cultivate, our Kodama's Reach, that type of thing at the very least, right?
Okay, so if
Which Lotto just suggested as well.
yeah, so if we go so we
I
have a
also think that. I also think that. 23 creatures. What do we not necessarily need here?
well, let me just put three ramp in.
Just looking through here. I'm still iffy on Metallic Mimic, if I'm being honest as well.
That's fine.
Lotto, we typically don't go all the way to land bases because that's just, depending on what you want to do. I think we typically just go for things like our Phyrexian Tower, our Swarm Mirror, just kind of notables.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just basic lands for now, and then whatever you have lying around, just kind of do your own fetch lands and dual lands and all that stuff if you want to go that route.
Yeah, so you'll always see that we start at 36 lands as a base, and it will all be basics. It's only when a land becomes, I would say, not relevant, but specifically to what we're doing, like Swarm Yard, is when we'll start adding them in.
Yeah. I'm also. Oh, we totally. I'm sorry, Steve. We forgot to mention that you're a ramp.
Oh,
No
Steve.
disrespect meant.
Oh. So, sorry, you want to take out Metallic Mimic. That's fine.
I also think Nuisance Engine could be taken out, probably. The artifact that makes us a 0/1 pest.
Yeah. And Signal Pest with Battle Cry is reasonable, but
yeah, I think it's fine. I think that's one of the pet cards we can keep in here because it's a pest for sure. So yeah, for me, I think that yeah, we can throw in some, you know, Cultivate Kodama's Reach at the very least if we're not going Soul Ring route.
Okay, so I've added in three. I added in Cultivate, I added in Kodama's Reach, and instead of going for a higher mana cost, I put in three visits.
Yep.
Because I think three visits is a nice new one that should see more play.
Yep, I would agree with that. Let's see. So, outside of three visits...
We're at 101, so we're doing all right, actually.
Yeah. I'm not minding this at all. Okay. What do you think of... Just as an honorary land, since we're not cutting anything either, Witch's Clinic, what do you think of that card in general? Because we're not really attacking with Blex, now that I think about it, though, right? It seems great, but...
Witch's Clinic. Land, add a colorless, two and tap. Target commander gains lifelink to end of turn.
My thought is that if it gets Beastmaster Ascension, but that's a lot of ifs, right?
It's maybe a lot not. Of ifs.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay. Ooh, we need to add a Cryptolith, right? That's some ramp.
Oh.
Cryptolith, right? One and a green for an enchantment. Creatures you control have tap, add one mana of any color to your mana pool. That's some ramp right there.
With the amount of little tokens we're getting.
Yeah. Lotto says Nature's Lore.
That's another two mana one, isn't it?
Yep.
So, am I keeping in Cultivate and Kodama's Reach and having four ramp spells?
I think that's fine. I think we just need to find something to cut here.
That artwork makes me think it's a blue spell. I really like it, but it confuses me.
I'm okay with that.
I feel with all the tokens, God Eternal Bontu should go in. Also, Pest Infestation as both removal and token generation.
Pest Infestation, XX in green. Sorcery, destroy up to X target artifacts and or enchantments. Create twice X, 1/1 black and green pest creature tokens with what pests do. Okay, so if we're pumping three mana into this, we get to destroy one and make two. If we pump five mana into this, we get four pests and we get to destroy two. Okay. I'm on the fence about that one, honestly.
I'll add it to the maybe board. Because that's a lot of mana.
It's a lot of mana, and I don't think we're going to have a lot of mana. I think this is generally not a fast deck.
No. Lotto, you should definitely have a lot of ramp given our curve. Oh, is it a sorcery as well? It is a sorcery. What is our ramp, our curve? Our curve is 3.4. Our curve is looking okay. It's not too bad.
It's looking okay.
Yeah, our curve's not too excessive. I quite like that. We're at 103, so we probably have to make a cut or two. Well, three.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for right now as well. Do we need that many counter spells is the big thing I'm looking at right now. Okay. Avoid Fate. Instant countered is enough to make it warranted, I feel like, for one green.
Yeah.
Imp's Mischief maybe is the one to cut, if anything, because it's single target. Well, Or is it just Withering Boon? Because that's a
or bind
creature type. That's an activated, but I think it'd be bind out of those three, or out of those four, rather, right?
Yeah.
Also, what do you think of? I still like Mortality Spear, because we are going to gain some life no matter what, but it is a conditional versus Assassin's Trophy. I can see that, but we're not ramping somebody else either. And it's another chance to get it. Ooh, these are actually kind of tough.
Yeah, it's got to that point now.
Instead of a Void Fate, you can run a Veil of Summer, counter target instant or aura spell that targets a permanent you control versus Veil.
Is that the one that gives hexproof or something?
Yeah, it's draw a card if an opponent has cast a blue or black spell. Spells you control can't be countered this turn. You and permanents you control gain hexproof from blue and from black.
That's kind of a counter spell if they're targeting something.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we put Veil of Summer in and Avoid Fate out.
See, that's still not a cut, though. That's just a replacement.
It's a replacement. It's fine.
Yeah. Let's see. We got 13 sorceries. What are we looking at here? Beacon of Creation, Culling Ritual, Cultivate.
Ever After is quite an expensive card, but it is reusable.
It's a sorcery, right? See, for me, right, if we're doing Ever After, again, this is now we're getting into a substitute, I guess. For me, if it's going to be that, I might as well do Haunting Voyage is my thought, right? Haunting Voyage is 4 black-black for, again, a sorcery, but it has Foretell. And it says, choose a creature type, return up to 2 creature cards of that type from your graveyard to the battlefield. Mm-hmm. If the spell was foretold, return all creature cards of that type from your graveyard to the battlefield instead. I just feel like it's more of an upside than Ever After.
Okay. We don't have the same creature type that often.
Right.
The one that I'm going to put it in just for this minute because I'll forget otherwise. Beacon of... Is it Unrest?
Yep.
3 black-black, sorcery. Put target artifact or creature card from a graveyard onto the battlefield under our control, and then shuffle this back into our library. So it depends on what you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
You can
let's either... do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Beacon makes more sense to me. Because
we can take other people's stuff as well. It's not just our graveyard.
Yeah, Lotto says Living Death, which is good too. Each player exiles all creature cards from his or her graveyard, then sacrifices all creatures he or she controls, then puts all cards exiled this way onto the battlefield. So,
does
swapping.
Does the switch.
Which we're also self-milling and throwing stuff into the graveyard anyways with things like Tortured Existence, so I don't mind that.
No, so...
What do you think?
Okay, so... I quite like it because we're quite a very creature heavy deck. We do have the Ultra Dementia to mill ourselves. So I'm quite happy to put that in and say remove reanimate.
Okay.
I'd rather reanimate everything than just one thing.
Sure. I am okay with that.
We're at 102, so we're doing well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and as Lotto says, we can sacrifice everything before setting off Living Death just to get it all back again.
Right. Maybe we cut spider spawning.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Create one for each creature card in your graveyard.
Which it could be up there, but at that point, I think Izoni does the same thing, right?
Izoni does it as the same thing, and it's on ETB. Body.
Yeah, it's on a body that's an ETB.
Yeah.
And it has a stack outlet on it. I think that's better.
Yeah, that's
even with flashback.
Better.
Yeah. So there's one. What are we looking at as far as enchantments? We've got a lot. We got 13. Blight Mound, Pests, creates Pests. I like that. Journey to Eternity, Doubling Season, Necropotence, Parallel Lives. Okay. I think maybe Spider Umbra.
Yeah, it's not great, but it was
flavor wise.
It was better than your Bear Umbra.
I was just thinking we want to do more stuff with all of our untapped stuff, but
Cobra Trap. Where was that?
It's the instant. It's the one that puts 4/1/1 green snake creature tokens if a permanent was destroyed on our side. Yeah. We could probably get rid of that.
Yeah.
Also, Phyrexian Reclamation is better. I was just thinking about a way to put that in myself. I kind of liked both for Tortured Existence and that, because Tortured Existence gets it into the graveyard and then we can just bring it back. It was kind of a thought along the lines of having Desecrated Tomb activated as well.
Well, now, with Phyrexian Reclamation. Here's the thing. Now we've moved that other card, we have a slot where we can put Phyrexian Reclamation in. And we're at 100. So Phyrexian Reclamation, single black, pay 1 and a black and 2 life. Return target creature card from your graveyard to your hand.
Yeah. Lotto Carnage says Eternal Witness. Do we want to use that one land? The flip side is Regrowth. I can't remember what it's called right now off the top of my head.
I honestly don't know.
Man, I already forgot these.
Yeah, there's so many sides to cards these days.
It used to be. Balaged Recovery. Yep. Thank you, Ashen.
There we go. Balaged Recovery. 2 and a green. Return target card from the graveyard to your hand, but on the other side it is a tapped green land.
Yeah, cut another land for that one. I mean, our mana curve is still quite decent. 3.4 now. So yeah, we're getting even cheaper, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I quite like that. Do we still need Harness Infinity?
I mean,
I suppose we can leave it because I don't actually know how I'd use it, and I'd like to give it a go, I feel.
I want to just run it, just for the sake of running it.
I mean, the artwork.
You can
beautiful.
Definitely throw it. I will say this: if anybody can come up with a card that works better, we can throw it into the maybe board. I'm totally down for that. I just want to run it at some point. That's why I was suggesting it. Because I mean, I can definitely think of other cards that we can throw in. Don't get me wrong. Like, I was thinking things like the new cards, Infuse with Vitality, or even Plumb the Forbidden. Those both seem okay. But I don't know if I want to run that over Harness Infinity, but that's me talking, not necessarily.
So instead you could have the green one that puts all your graveyard in your hand and gives you no hand size. And Ashen's saying it's
Praetor's Council. 5 green sorcery. Return all created cards from your graveyard to your hand. Exile this card. You have no maximum hand size for the rest of the game. Okay.
That's expensive. Okay. 8 mana, but then you get all your stuff back.
And no maximum hand size. Yeah, Infinity, but better.
What would you prefer?
Maybe. Yeah, let's throw in Praetor's Council instead of Harness Infinity. Why not? I like it.
I like Seasons Past for the reusability. What's Seasons Past, Ashen? Let's have a read. 4 green green sorcery, return any number of cards with different converted mana costs from the graveyard to your hand. Put this at the bottom of your library. Yeah, it just, if you get stuck,
you just, you'd have to draw back into it though. That's the thing, rather than just having no maximum hand size.
Yeah,
I mean, it's 2 more mana. I don't know.
I may be bored that one because it's the similar sort of card, but it's all down to personal preference, I suppose.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just looking at our list here. It looks okay to me.
Yeah.
The only thing that throws me off is, I guess, our ramp package, I suppose.
I mean, we have a couple. Our commander's right. Only 3 CMC.
Yeah, only 4 artifacts. That's the thing that's getting me the most, I think. The you know, lack of Arcane Signet or Soul Ring or any of that stuff is definitely like throwing me off a little bit. But I don't know what I would cut for it, so I think I'm fine with it as it is, honestly.
I think if we were to playtest this deck for a couple of games and there was a few dead cards in our hand, we could probably go, okay, that comes out for a Soul Ring, that comes out for an Arcane Signet.
Ashen. It's green, you don't need them. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I knew Ashen would say that. Even like one of the talismans, signets or something. But until, I suppose, you've playtested this a few games and seen some dead cards in your hand, I think...
Lotto says, come on, it's Soul Ring. Yeah, I think that this is fine for me.
Yeah, I'm quite happy with this, to be honest.
Like, what is there anything that you wanted to add into here? Because it looks okay, I think, honestly.
I mean, I can give you some honorable mentions that I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily wanting to put them in, but it was just some things that I had in the back of my mind, like maybe a Beast Whisperer. There was a card that I found called Saber Ants. I'll bring it up so you can see it. Saber Ants is a 3 and a green for a 2/3 insect that when it is dealt damage, you put that many 1/1 insects into play.
Okay.
You had the Scoop Mob. You had Living Hive. I thought that was another cool card. Ant Queen and Hornet Nest. They were some other honorable mentions that I was looking at.
Okay.
But I think what we've achieved, I think, can be quite scary, actually.
Yeah, I think it gets there, for sure. It's definitely not higher power. I would say it's like solidly mid-ish. Or even like lower power, just you're gonna get to big stuff and big beefy things like 7 drops and 8 drops. So
I think that you're not giving it enough credit.
No, I'm just saying like those are where you're gonna get real, real like big, huge, swingy things happening. But no, I mean it'll get there with all the low CMC stuff. I think, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean if we put a few more bits in, like if we modify things slightly to do more aristocrats, or I don't know, add in a bit more infect or Finn the Fangbearer with the amount of death touch we've got, I reckon this could be quite nasty.
Yeah, speaking of, so as of right now, the aristocrat side, we only have Blood Artist, right?
We have Blood Artist, we have Bastion of Remembrance, that's pretty much it.
So I would actually say let's cut the Ophiomancer because we have other snakes as well. And why don't we put in something like a Zulaport Cutthroat or something to that effect? What's the next best one out of the aristocracy stuff?
Zulaport Cutthroat is the next one.
That's the next best one, right?
Yeah, we've got Blood Artist.
Yeah, we also have the... Poison Tip Archer too. So yeah, we got 3 at that, or 4 at that point. I think that's a good number.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, if we're not making the snakes with the Ophiomancer because we have an Auron Frostfang out, I think that that's a feels bad card for sure.
Yeah. I'm quite happy with how this turned out. I was, I'll be honest, I was looking at Blex online and there wasn't many deck lists for it.
Yeah.
And I'm,
because the only thing that I can really, if we wanted to go real mean with this, the only other thing I would say is like Dictate of Erebos and Grave Pact effects while we're sacrificing stuff and losing our shit.
Yeah, I was thinking that, and I was like, maybe that's a bit too much.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Sol Ring is a very big debate with Ashen.
Yeah, and that's fine. I don't think that that's bad. What I will say, I know you like Worldly Tutor, right?
Yeah.
Question for you. If we want to get out... So here's follow my train of thought here for a second.
Here we go.
I'm thinking maybe Eldritch Evolution.
Okay.
Because if we sacrifice... So my thought is, if we sacrifice a token, we can get our Blood Artist. We can get our Zulaport Cutthroat for the, you know, if we're set up that way, or we could just get a 4 or 5 CMC to change into a 6 or 7 or 8 is the thought.
Sure.
I don't know how you feel about that though.
That goes to the top of the library. This one as an additional cost, to cast this, sacrifice creature. That works nicely with what we're doing. Search your library for a creature card with converted mana cost X or less, where X is 2 plus the sacrifice creature's converted mana cost. Put that card onto the battlefield. I actually will quite happily submit and say, yep, let's take out Worldly Tutor and put that in.
So, Ashen, the reason I like Eldritch is because it gets a 2-drop, is my thought, over Birthing Pod, because then we'd have to go through one more step of Birthing Pod to get to the 2-drop, because we don't have that many 1-drops, is my big thing, right? Like, if we sacrifice a token, we're not getting a 1-drop.
We only have 1 1-drop in the whole deck, which is Signal Quest.
Yeah. So
it's not designed for the chain.
Yeah. That's my big thing. That's what I was looking at.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big thing between Ashen's point of view and Lotto's in Sol Ring. In higher games of CEDH and EDH, Sol Ring's considered not that powerful compared to, say, a Mana Crypt, Mana Vault, the 0-drop manas to just a Sol Ring. Whereas if you're playing lower power, Sol Ring looks like a Mana Crypt.
Yeah, I would agree, because you have a lot of, you know, things like you said, the Mana Crypts and Mox Opals and things of that sort. Chrome Moxes are more of a staple there.
Yeah, so I think different worlds, different cards.
Yeah, this is definitely not higher power, so I'm more than happy to go with, to the point of not even running a Sol Ring. I think that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fine. I'm actually...
But yeah.
I'm quite happy with this, actually. I don't own quite a lot of these cards. I own about half of them, so I could probably proxy up the other half and see if I can play it at some point.
Yeah. I quite like it.
I might have to. I'm actually looking forward. I quite enjoyed this.
Yeah, there's a couple of nice counter spells and stuff that you like too. So yeah, could do some work for sure.
Yeah.
Golgari Aristocrat / Drain. Yeah.
Yeah. with Infect. Hey.
First rule of Infect.
Target the strongest player.
Yep.
But otherwise, are you happy to call it there?
Yeah, I'm good with it right there. I think, unless anybody in chat has any other crazy suggestions, I think that's a wrap for me.
Yeah, just waiting for anyone.
Yeah, no.
No. Everyone seems to be pretty happy.
I'm happy with it. Yeah. Looks fun for sure. Yeah. I agree with Lotto on that.
Looks
fun. Let's go ahead and call it.
Cool.
Happy fun deck right there.
Well, I'm definitely gonna get this built at some point, I think. But I think that's all for now. If you do want to see more, visit our hub at intothe99.com for more videos, articles, podcasts, plus the link to our Discord community, where you'll find all of us there chatting everything Commander. If you wish to support us in a more financial way, please see our merch store for great t-shirts. And remember, don't just get into the 99, wear it. But we'll be back same time next week, at least for the next few weeks. We're debating changing the day to a Saturday, but we'll do some polls and see what happens. Otherwise, thanks for joining us, and have a good night.
We love you all. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening. Good night, all.
Stay safe. Good night.
Bye.